A German member of the European Parliament says his country should follow Britain's decision and bar 5G technology from Chinese tech company Huawei. Reinhard Bütikofer is a member of Germany's opposition Green Party. He chairs the European Parliament's Delegation for Relations with the People's Republic of China. Bütikofer spoke to VOA last week from Berlin. He said that Germany's decision on whether to include Huawei equipment in its 5G telecommunications network is still up for grabs. 5G is a term for the next generation of high-speed wireless technology. Britain recently decided to bar Huawei equipment from its 5G network. The decision marked a major change from the country's earlier plan to permit the use of such equipment. Britain's decision may very well have an impact on the decision Germany is about to make, Bütikofer said. He added that Britain's earlier plan had been suggested as a model by German supporters of the Chinese company. In the past, supporters of having Huawei construct Germany's 5G network often pointed out, "Look, the Brits knew that much more about Huawei than we do. If the Brits are not doing anything about it, why should we?" Bütikofer said. China-based Huawei is the world's largest supplier of telecommunications equipment, capturing nearly 30% of the market. The company is a leader in 5G networks and a top producer of smartphones. Huawei is currently working on building 5G mobile systems in countries around the world. United States officials pressed Britain to change its position on Huawei and have urged other countries to ban the company's equipment. The officials say they are concerned about Huawei's links to the Chinese government. They have warned that the equipment may include backdoors that could permit China to spy on sensitive communications. Huawei has rejected such accusations. Bütikofer is a strong supporter of a ban on Huawei 5G equipment in Germany. He welcomed the British announcement with a piece of advice for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. "Now it's Berlin's turn to move," he wrote in a message on Twitter. Observers say a German decision to ban Huawei would be a diplomatic win for the U.S. government. The Trump administration is seeking to persuade more countries to take Britain's lead. "We hope we can build out a coalition that understands the threat and will work collectively," U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said during a recent trip to Britain and Denmark. But Bütikofer said his objections to the Chinese company are not influenced by Washington. "I oppose Huawei's playing a part in the German 5G network, not because I want to do the U.S. a favor, but because I think it is a threat to German national security," he said. As in other countries, the German argument over Huawei is tied to a larger debate about the best way to deal with China's rising power. Merkel has stated the importance of dialogue with China. But others, including several German lawmakers, see the Chinese leadership using its influence around the world to seek to replace democratic values. Merkel has argued in favor of Huawei based on a no-spying agreement she said her government completed with the company. But Budakoffer notes that Huawei founder and head Zhen Zhongfei is a member of China's ruling Communist Party. "Don't take us for idiots," the Green Party member said during a recent podcast. I'm Brian Lynn.